And it's a podcast.
Hey!
Hey, guys.
Hello.
I'm Micah.
I'm Colin.
I'm Dallas.
And we are
The Laughing Penguin.
Yes, we are.
Ha ha ha. Get
Don't
away from there.
Ever make that joke ever.
I'm never making that joke again. So sick of that joke.
It sounds like quite an amazing joke, though.
No.
You know which joke we're talking
about,
right?
Yeah, at this point.
The joke we talk about every week.
Yeah,
right? It's getting super, super boring by now.
It took me 2 weeks to catch up on it, but now I'm here. Ready.
That's good. Micah, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to?
Did we talk about the concert yet? Or was that this last week?
I'm pretty sure we did. Because it was on the 11th.
I think you did talk about the concert.
We did talk
before
about the
concert. Before you went to it, though.
Okay, because we haven't had a podcast in the last 2 weeks.
That's true.
Yeah, so...
So how was it?
It was amazing.
It was amazing?
Yes, it was.
Yeah?
Korean Maroon 5 is very awesome.
Wait, Korean Maroon
5? Right, yeah. Korean Maroon 5.
Yes.
I'm jealous of Korean Maroon 5.
They're awesome.
See, I didn't realize it was Korean version. I thought Maroon 5 just came to Korea, so that just caught me way off guard.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But the one downfall to the concert is now every single time that I hear them on the radio, it's not as good as it was live. That's so disappointing.
Yeah.
Like, yesterday I went to a dance at my school, and they played Daylight.
Dude.
It's an awesome song.
It is.
It's better live.
A friend of mine's going to do a cover with me of that song.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
What's his name?
What?
What's his name?
The friend?
Yeah.
It's a girl.
Oh.
Oh.
No.
So you lied? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Yeah, but what was I going to say? Oh, yeah.
No. Remember, Micah, remember.
It's coming. No, it's gone.
So I'll just take a moment to wait for Micah. Just a moment
okay.
of silence.
I was really hoping
really.
I was going to remember it, but I'm not.
Right. Nobody cares. Colin, what's up with you?
Oh, I'm good. Good. Just been doing schoolwork, playing Blood Bowl. You know, normal
what's
things.
Blood Bowl?
It's kind of like fantasy football. It's a video game, and people die.
Sounds... like it might be stupid.
Don't insult.
What about you, Dallas?
I have been doing absolutely nothing. Yesterday I spent like 5 hours hanging out with a friend playing Halo.
That is the best day.
And you dare insult me.
I feel like I'm in a... First off, let me explain that we are not where we normally are at. And you two are sitting across the desk from me.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm in counseling.
I kind of felt like that too.
And I'm the counselor talking to you guys.
My name's Micah.
I felt like we were pleading.
Hi, Micah.
I've been sober for 43 days.
I went to one concert, man. Offered me a drink. Turned it down.
Korean Maroon 5.
All right, well, should I get started on the list?
Yeah.
I have one comment, though.
Oh, never mind.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
But last night,
it's
me
important.
And my friend were also up playing Minecraft.
What?
For a very long time. So, there is no shame in wasting time.
It's not wasting.
Games. It's not wasting.
No. There's
bonding.
That's exactly the
word. How would you explain time playing video games as being spent?
What?
Well. Yep. Time spent well. That's how I would describe
beneficial.
It.
Beneficial.
Productive.
Exactly.
I wouldn't describe it as productive, actually. That's the one word I would not describe. Games are good, though, because unlike a movie or TV, something like that, you actually have interaction with the people you're playing with. So, you know, there is that strength bonding.
Yeah, you're not going to, like, turn to the person next to you while you're watching Princess Bride and be like, hey.
As you wish.
Yeah. You killed my father, prepared to die. Whereas if you're playing, you know, Halo or Minecraft or something, you're going to look at him and be like, hey, you killed my father, prepare to die.
Start beating him with your torch.
Yeah. What's the coolest thing you've made in Minecraft?
The coolest thing? I made a mansion made out of gold and it had spiral stairs on it.
Dude.
I was
pretty
proud.
That's legit.
It's amazing.
And it
Do
was,
you play
like,
Minecraft?
Constantly
no,
on
I don't.
Fire.
You don't?
No.
Shun. Go on, Micah.
Right, and me and Eli set up a portal, and it was, like, going in between our houses, but then it, like, stopped in hell for some time, and then it was all bad after
Hell
that.
Being the nether.
I've never been to hell in Minecraft.
That's the Nether.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, it's called the Nether.
I don't even play it. I know that.
We call it hell. It's horrible.
It is pretty bad.
It's the worst place in the world.
So you got a portal going between you. How does that work exactly? I thought all portals from the Nether led back to one portal.
No.
Yep. We made a portal in my house, and it took me to the Nether, so I built another portal there, and it took me to his house. It was weird. So now there's just this room in the Nether with two portals in it.
All right.
What's number one on the list?
What's your favorite type of music?
That's number two on the list, but okay.
You have my list memorized?
I even take a look at it.
My favorite type or my favorite what? That's a very general question.
What's your favorite genre? Start off.
Genre.
We'll start narrowing it down after
that. I don't have a favorite genre. You can't narrow me down.
It's true.
My mom is a music teacher, so.
Yeah.
Classic to scream out. My mom good with it. Everything except some things.
Everything except some
things. Yes, exactly.
But seems some legit, genres, like, though?
Ghetto.
Like whole.
Rap.
Ghetto rap.
I hate that.
Indie scream.
You know?
Indie scream.
Like, I'm okay with that. I'm just kidding. I'm not very picky when it comes to music. I'm very open to new ideas and beats.
I think we should coexist with other genres of music.
Yeah, there's plenty of room for all music.
What about you, Colin?
Well, now my answer is going to sound pretty boring because it's a reiteration of what he just said. I'm also not very picky when it comes to music, but I will say recently I've started listening to some funk and acid jazz.
Acid jazz is
acid
cool.
Jazz. You yeah, it's
never
good.
Heard, of,
never
acid
heard
jazz.
Of
acid jazz.
Yet. It's awesome.
It's awesome.
What's a good acid jazz band?
And I only listen to acid jazz on Pandora and just
click
same acid way. Jazz.
Fine then.
Pandora shows me what to listen
I know.
To.
Guide me alive.
What genre would you consider Maroon 5 to be?
Modern pop.
It'd be modern pop? Okay. Because they kind of have a jazz sound with their guitars
they
and stuff.
They do. Their older stuff is definitely jazz.
Okay. Yeah.
But their newer stuff.
Right on. So if you had to pick a favorite band, what would it be?
Maroon 5.
Maroon 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even after they ruined it for you by going to their concert? What about you?
Don't have a favorite band. There's just too many good.
You,
I can't
answer your own question.
It changes on a daily basis.
And today it is.
Today it's Boys Like Girls.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I like them.
Yesterday it was Maroon 5.
The day before that?
I believe it was Children of Bottom, which is a screamo band.
Awesome.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to say Sabaton for today.
Sabaton?
Yeah.
I feel like that's something that's like straight out of Tron.
It's a Swedish metal band.
Awesome.
They're really good.
All right. Well, that was a boring topic.
It was.
So,
yeah.
Would you like to start us off with Snake in the House?
Yeah.
Colin, go for it.
That.
Be my guest.
Wait, I have to actually... All right.
Find it.
So, recently in Texas, the land of the brave...
True story.
And the slightly unbalanced.
Davy Crockett.
Yes. There was a young woman, middle-aged.
A middle-aged young woman.
Yep, middle-aged young woman, sitting inside her house when
inside her house.
She sees a snake.
She sees a snake.
Logically, she thinks, I need to get rid of this snake.
I need to get rid of this snake.
The best way to get rid of a snake is to burn it alive with gasoline.
No.
So she then throws gasoline onto the snake and lights it on fire. The snake, then running away while on fire, goes through dry brush, which then sets her house on fire, thereby burning down her house.
What word comes to your mind when you hear this story?
just drink it in for a minute and just think about it. I mean...
Pyromaniac comes to mind.
Like, was there really a snake? Did she just make this up because she really wanted to burn something?
What was she seeing?
Was she a little
what
bit drunk?
Was she on? Some people in Texas.
Texans.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we really didn't go anywhere with that one.
No.
No. It was funny while it lasted. All right. Should we go to the next one?
Yeah, let's go to the next one.
I would comment.
What?
Yeah.
Last Thursday at swim practice, we all raced upstairs before our coach got there. and put on Bob Marley and started like pretending to be high, and it was really fun.
Dude, that has absolutely everything in the world to do with that story.
Yeah.
As long as we're off topic, Bob Marley. I've only really listened to I Shot the Sheriff.
Really?
Yeah. Is his other stuff good too?
It is.
Okay.
I appreciate Bob Marley.
Anyways,
seems it's legit. Really fun to like.
What's next on the list?
Pot found on man in court during a pot charge.
That's awkward.
That's awkward. Yes. That's what I said when he was looking it up. Like, that's awkward.
Well, I guess you're guilty.
Yeah.
Just imagine this circumstance where a man goes into court and says, I do not have pot. He just raises up his hands like, I am innocent, and then it just flies out of his sleeve.
Yeah, I guess they were like checking him for guns or whatever, you know, that's how they pat you down and all that.
Yeah.
And they found pot on him when he was going in to defend himself against a pot charge.
Genius.
Yeah.
On the bright side, he did plead guilty, so at least he knew when he was beat.
That's true.
Yeah. He's not fighting for it anymore.
Yeah, he's just like, I give up. You caught me with it in the court.
He starts rolling one.
I have a problem.
Yeah.
That seems to be a serious issue at my school.
Marijuana?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just gained some knowledge of a few more people that are now involved.
It's kind of a serious issue everywhere.
Now it's
legal this place.
But not for high schoolers.
Yeah.
So,
no. True.
Doesn't really make a difference on campus.
In this place. Yeah. Korea.
Yeah.
Don't
quote us on that one.
We're a small town that just passed its own law.
I trust our three listeners.
Yeah. Do you guys know any of the listeners?
I do.
You do?
Kind of.
I don't.
I don't know them well.
Which ones do you know?
I don't know who listens.
I know probably four or five.
They're probably bored by this.
Really?
Yeah.
That's actually glad to hear that there is more than one. There used to be one.
Yeah.
Wait, there's even one?
There's a couple.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, listeners. Every time, I'm just sorry.
And when I said 4 or 5, I meant 4 or 5 thousand.
Of course.
Yeah.
Talking.
Don't.
We have a big Korean audience.
Don't insult me.
Be popular.
Yeah. So.
We're all over.
This is right after our StarCraft segment. Where we go into depths about the metagame.
Metagame? What?
Right after a StarCraft thing. Never mind.
Okay.
Over the head. Okay. Bingo offender banned from saying words.
Yes.
What?
Okay. An 18-year-old Kentucky man has been banned from saying the word bingo after he disrupted a hall full of players by shouting the word.
Full of players?
People, wow. Like,
yeah, playing bingo.
Playing bingo. He ran in there and youted.
Yep.
He shouted bingo.
Yep. Austin is his name, of Covington. Not gonna.
Wait, did you say his name is Boston?
His name is Austin.
Oh, Austin
of Covington.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Was ordered by a district judge not to say bingo for 6 months after he was cited for second degree disorderly conduct.
What kind of a punishment is that? I'd get home. I'd be like, bingo, bingo, bingo.
Yeah, I would totally. All right, I'm.
I'm such a rebel.
Yeah. That's quite the situation.
What if you actually won?
Yeah, you can't win bingo anymore.
And now, yeah, for 6 months, you're just sitting there with a
just raise your hands.
Board,
like, have a card, bingo. Yeah.
Bingo.
Hold
it up.
Just hold it up, both your arms, super high. Just described it because I did the motion, then realized no one could see it.
Of about a 3x4.
Exclamation points afterwards.
Trying to make this as visual as possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
The question is, what really drew him to say bingo? Like, was he just saying it constantly? Did he say it once? And they were just like, that's enough of this. And they immediately punished him?
I know, like, if I walked into a bingo hall and I shouted out bingo, people would laugh at me. And
boom. Yeah, and then
I'd go on about my day.
Yeah, yeah, but...
like.
But these
they brought him to court over it.
And then the judge actually followed through with it.
They take their bingo seriously.
Bingo just got real.
Seriously.
Though, admittedly, the punishment was just don't say bingo anymore. So it's kind of just like a slap on the hand. It's not even a slap on the hand, really. It's more just like, don't say the word bingo, bro.
Yeah.
Legally, don't say the word.
You so that the bingo is satisfied. Bingo people are satisfied.
Yeah. They gotta be
really
happy with it. He's like, oh, I'm getting too old.
So, Colin's heard about this. Micah, have you heard about the Star Wars religion?
What?
Yep.
Wow.
You heard me right.
That is sad.
And apparently, there are Jedi ministers.
Really?
Who are,
legally ordained.
Legally ordained and can perform weddings.
Yep.
Now, I was under the impression, I can't talk today. Okay. I was under the impression that Jedis couldn't marry.
They can't. But
yeah.
They
can't fall in love. It's not allowed.
They can
no love allowed.
Ordain. And,
but they can.
But they apparently can marry other people because,
you know. YOLO.
No.
That's not true for a Jedi, though. So.
It's true, you know?
Yeah.
They have YOLTs going on. You only live twice.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Or you only live as many arms as you can cut off. What?
Yeah.
Apparently, if you die, you can just become half robot.
You can pretty much just live three times because they can just keep
they can rebuild you a couple times, and if all else fails, you can go back to being a ghost in like the prime of your life.
Yeah.
Unless you're
that is
not
epic.
Fortunate. Only some people, actually.
Only the awesome ones.
Yeah.
It's true.
But that said, people are... It's very popular in England, apparently.
Yeah,
it's,
and their Bible, for lack of a better word, is called the Book of Yoda.
Wow.
The Book of Yoda.
It's like the wisdom of Yoda.
It has Yoda quotes from the movie in it and stuff. And these guys are serious about it, too.
Yeah, they're deadly serious. They're talking about how they're offended by people that go to conventions and dress up in Jedi robes and hold lightsabers and things because they're like, there's people that took more away from it than you did, so why are you insulting us by doing that? Because it was a movie.
Because you took way too much out of it.
Yeah.
You do realize that it is fiction.
Yeah, so they follow the teachings of Yoda.
Okay.
Unless they don't, because why not? Yeah. Crazy doesn't have boundaries.
Apparently not.
So, moving on. Florida man was arrested for assaulting a teen relative with a Taco Bell burrito.
Wow.
That reminds me of Pitch Perfect.
What?
Have you guys ever seen Pitch Perfect?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like driving on the bus and then she throws a burrito.
Yeah.
I've been shot! I love it. And she's like covered in burrito sauce. No.
Nothing. I haven't seen Pitch Perfect.
You guys seen,
what is that movie? Anchorman.
Yes.
Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Yes.
He throws a burrito out the window. He knocks the guy off the motorcycle.
All these situations.
And then he goes on to punt his dog like you punted your cat. But that's another story.
I do believe I've told that before.
I do believe you have.
If you are a new listener, I have punted my cat across the lawn before. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's an awful thing to do to your cat.
Don't judge. Don't hate it because God made it.
Yep.
It's
a terrible slogan.
Colin, Mike and I got to see a girl stick her whole hand in her
you
mouth.
You saw a girl... whole hand in their mouth.
We got to see her stick her whole hand in her mouth last Wednesday.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a picture of a girl sticking her whole hand in her mouth. And I'm just in awe.
And the picture's a little crooked.
It is.
I'm just whelmed by it.
Was that the best one in the video you took? Like, this?
I don't know. I didn't really... put too much effort into
is her hand the farthest in as
moving on.
I will try
there is no way of saying this where it would sound right.
That's what you do in your fun time. You just like dare people to stick their hands in their mouths. Yo babe, you want to stick your hand in your mouth? Yeah, real good. Slow.
Do you want to take your phone away from there?
I'm sorry.
It's making loud noises in the microphone. Yeah, so while Mike is over there zoning out, Colin, what are your thoughts on string theory?
On string theory?
Mike, it's still beeping.
I'm distracted by the beeping. I just can't. I don't know enough about string theory to accurately comment on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, learn something real quick. You have an iPad in front of you. Learn something about string theory that's funny and could go on a podcast.
All right, string theory.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, just as I thought.
Yep.
It is spot on. There's no faults in it.
Would you like to explain it to me?
Sure.
Yeah?
Sure.
Go for it. What is string theory?
Why are you doing this to me? I'm going to just go to another news article. Because...
let's see.
Do. Thief returns $800 from 1980s Michigan burglary.
Oh, yeah.
I can't say that word today.
Burglary.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. A burglar expressing guilt about stealing $800 from a Western Michigan store 3 decades ago has repaid the money plus some interest. An anonymous thief sent a letter and $1,200 in $100 bills to a sheriff station saying that they wanted it returned to this store because they had robbed them in the past.
Without getting caught.
Without getting caught. And then they felt just like in their hearts all these years later to pay them back.
That's touching.
It is. It is very touching.
It is touching.
But they weren't willing to own up to it. And I can't focus right now.
I apologize.
Micah.
Air the room.
Okay.
No, I don't know, when there's only 3 people in there. Hey, guys. What?
Google search recommendations. Have you guys seen any funny ones of that?
I have, but I can't specifically remember.
I don't have any off the top of my head.
I have a website right here that has a bunch of funny ones on it. Oh, yes.
List off a couple.
If you type in where is, things that come up are, where is Chuck Norris? Where is your appendix? Where is my mind?
Where is the love lyrics?
why Google is?
What? Why Google is?
Why Google is dot dot dot. Why Google is evil? Why Google is better than Bing? Why Google is better than Apple? Why Google is God?
What? So not only do we have Star Wars religions, but we also have Google
religions. We have Google religions.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Why I never? Why I never married? Why I never get married? Why I never want to get married? Why I never finish anything?
Because why, I never why finish would you ever
finish? Why? Yeah.
Because you always take the Google suggestions instead of typing your sentence out.
Let's see. What is really what is people?
What?
Is it possible? Is it possible to fly? Is it possible to be allergic to water? Is it possible to have purple eyes? Is it possible to learn how to sing?
Is it possible to learn how to sing? Let's stop and talk about that one for a bit. Now the question, are they asking... They're not asking if you can learn how to sing better. They're asking if you can learn how to sing.
In general.
So, can they talk? One would assume they can, because they're not asking if they can talk. That's so they're just trying to...
But they are typing, so we have no proof that they can.
It's true. Unless, of course, they were using some voice recognition software to look it up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But assume they can talk, because that's not the question
they're asking. We're going to make a big assumption here and say...
They can talk.
Humans can talk.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
Yeah. Okay, so now they're specifically asking, can I, like, extend my vocal range? No, not quite. No. They're just asking.
You can sing monotone. Like, what?
They're asking.
Mary had a little lamb.
See, is that singing, though?
Tell?
What is the definition of singing?
Mary had a little lamb. That would be singing, wouldn't it?
What is the definition of singing, though?
That is true. You could have 3 people singing monotone, it would make a chord, and technically it would.
Yeah.
Dude, see? Hold on. Pick a note.
La.
No!
Basically singing is just making a musical sound with your voice. So even if you think a ridiculous buzzing sound was musical, then
like you can learn Micah's how to sing. iPhone when he puts it close to the microphone.
Exactly.
Go on.
Yes. That obnoxious beeping, which Micah so kindly makes us endure, is actually sweet, sweet tunes.
I don't actually know if that shows up on the podcast. We'll see.
Now we sound crazy.
Yeah.
Good.
We're hearing things, people. We're hearing things. number 11. My boyfriend, dot, dot, dot. My boyfriend, quotes, my boyfriend is a vampire.
Sure.
My boyfriend is a vampire. So
his name's Edward Cullen as well.
Good. Good to see that Twilight is still popular. It's always good.
The world is coming.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. It's deep. Oh. Okay, you heard it here first. The end of the world is coming. Be prepared, people.
It's coming someday.
Yeah.
That is a very general statement.
Colin?
Yeah.
Google I'm A. Like, I apostrophe M.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got it. Like I'm A.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just I'm describe a. it more, please.
Just like, I, then the little squiggle that's like up high.
I'm a daddy and I know it. I'm a believer. I'm a banana. I'm a gummy bear. I'm a snake. And those are the first few there.
That's what you have? I have, I'm a believer. I'm a little teapot. I'm a farmer and I grow it.
I'm a farmer and I grow it.
I'm farming and I grow it. Do, 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 do. And I'm a banana, of course.
Of course.
I'm a banana.
Is that a song?
That is a song. Have you not heard that song?
No.
It's a banana song, dude. You and you people in your deprived childhoods. Let's see here. What do we have next? Florida Man. Oh, no. We did the Taco Bell one already, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about it much. We kind of skipped over it for the sake of throwing burritos.
And what are your thoughts on stabbing someone with a burrito?
I like, don't think that would be very successful.
Was it a burrito or a taco? And they stabbed?
A Taco Bell burrito.
They attempted to stab.
He assaulted the person with a Taco Bell burrito.
Assault. Is that all they say?
They just say assaulted. So I assume it's like whacking him over the head with a burrito.
Okay. So did he like try and like shove it in his throat maybe? And like make him choke on it?
Choke on
it. I mean, that seems like the most effective way to kill someone
with a burrito. I think if I really thought this through and thought, how could I kill somebody with a burrito?
Uh-huh.
I'd probably shove it down their throat.
Yeah.
And you'd have to, like, plug their nose.
Yeah.
So you hold the nose closed and it'd be shove really a burrito down their throat.
Kill someone.
It would. Pinching their nose and shoving a burrito down their throat.
But another question.
Someone comes up and watches it, they're like, what?
The more common way to assault someone with a burrito would be to burn them with its scorching hot cheese.
So,
it's true.
Or if they're allergic to an ingredient.
Or if you put gasoline on it and put it on fire and threw it at them.
There's so many ways to assault someone with a burrito. No one knew. We need to, like, outlaw burritos. They're dangerous.
They are dangerous.
Yeah.
I think... Or Colin shouldn't be allowed to say the word burrito anymore.
We should at least have requirements on who
burrito.
Can order a burrito.
Sure. They should ask for an ID. And you must be like,
you gotta be at least 21.
Yeah.
21 to own a burrito.
And you can't distribute burritos unless you're over 35 and male, blonde hair.
And you have to have blonde hair.
All right then.
Wow.
Let's see. Driver rammed a police car because he thought he was being chased by aliens.
Wow. That is amazing.
How is that an excuse to ram into the police car,
though? Well, let's read this out.
Rammed into any
other
car.
You have the article up there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. A driver who rammed a police car because he thought he was being chased by aliens has been banned from driving and ordered to receive psychiatric treatment.
Good for them.
Yep. He swerved onto the wrong side of the road during the slow speed chase, which reached just 25 miles per hour, and ended when police cars forced him off the road and into a wall.
Going so fast, running away from the aliens.
So,
at 25
miles. There's aliens after me. Let's go 25 miles per hour.
So,
brace yourself.
The good news about this is no one was hurt because he was only going 25. But... like, if you thought you were being chased by aliens...
Wouldn't you want to go? Like, not stop and hit a policeman?
Well, here's the thing. If you were driving a car by yourself, and there was an alien ship behind you...
Yes. Yes, that happens often here in Korea.
What would you do?
Whoa. Okay, at first...
Hold on. Micah, have a jelly bean. Go on.
First, I would just turn left on the next stop, or wherever I can turn right if necessary, and see if they follow me. Because if they don't follow me, I'm okay.
They've got a new target.
Yeah, they're going after
someone.
They're
going after some cow or
something. Straight line.
Yeah,
yeah.
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 You'll be good.
I am okay. However, if they do follow me, I will immediately floor it and drive as fast as I possibly can away.
I'm not sure why I'm asking you. Aliens come here looking for intelligent life.
Thanks, man. It's a good one.
I had to use that.
Okay. What would you do?
What would I do?
I would definitely just take my phone out, take a picture.
Yeah, they wouldn't take come after me. Like I said, they're looking for intelligent life.
No, that's a good point. You thought of something that I didn't think of. Take a picture for profits.
Yeah, and for the police who think that you're
crazy.
Yeah. Crazy.
You can prove it's true.
He was probably trying to hide.
Die, you make some money.
He's trying to blend in with the rest of everyone else, and that's why he was going so slow. So that
they
would lose him.
It was a stealth run.
It was, definitely. How old was the guy? Does it say in there?
20. No, that doesn't. That's how fast he was
going.
Did
you mix up his age and the speed?
There was no age. Sorry. I assume.
He's probably like 12. Just takes his dad's
car. Didn't mention that fact.
Aliens are after me!
Going so fast. Yeah.
I'm in the car.
Alright.
That was grand.
Oh! Man faked own kidnapping to avoid wrath of a girlfriend.
What?
First off, if you're in the friend zone and you want to get out of the friend zone, Micah, what would you do?
Pretend to die.
Pretend to die. We talked about this last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
And
we already have
pretend to die. Pretending to die was like the number one way of doing it, right?
But then obviously you can come back and you're here.
So what about faking your own kidnapping?
I guess that's the same idea. There's a possibility that you could be dead.
It's true.
Yeah, same principle. Except you don't have to explain how you weren't actually dead. You just said, I got kidnapped and I escaped.
Yeah.
So it's actually easier.
Yeah.
And you can still be pretty cool because you could like beat up the guys that are containing you. And...
It's true. Yeah. Do you have that article?
I don't.
You don't?
Sorry.
Let's see. This was... Yeah, that was one that you found.
Pretty bad.
But yeah, so basically, this guy fakes his own kidnapping to avoid the wrath of a girlfriend.
Yeah, but it doesn't say to get out of...
Does it give a reason on why she has wrath?
She probably had a World of Warcraft account.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right. You really want to know.
He deleted it. Have you seen that
video? He probably hopped on there and, like, they...
Terrified of admitting the truth to his... Oh, wait. No, is that not the... Okay. Terrified of admitting the truth to his partner, the 36-year-old, so... This isn't like some young person who would reasonably be kidnapped. It was a 36-year-old. Right off the bat, that seems less effective.
Yeah.
Told police in New York City he was beaten up and abducted by two men before being thrown into a light blue minivan. He told officers he was taken to an unknown location before he was discovered thrown in the street looking beat up with duct tape covering his hands, legs, and mouth by a pedestrian last week. The con man's story quickly unraveled, however, when cops noticed the roll of duct tape was still dangling from his wrists before he confessed to the hoax under questioning. He's a total moron, one law enforcement source told the New York Post. It was a pathetic attempt to pull the wool over her eyes.
How did they catch him?
They just caught him. He was just on the ground, and he just had, like, duct tape half hanging around his wrist because he couldn't actually... tie it all the way because it's only his hands.
I feel like there'd be a way around that.
You'd think so.
Hang it on something and then just...
Or have someone help you.
He clearly wasn't the smartest cookie in the oven. I don't know what I'm saying.
Smartest cookie in the what?
I was trying to come up with a good metaphor, but there's nothing there.
Sharpest knife in the block.
Sharpest knife.
Brightest bulb in the chandelier.
That works.
Kind of.
Does.
Biggest book on the shelf.
Well, that could just be like a storybook or like a pop-up book.
You're a pop-up book.
Don't be such a gooey chocolate chip cookie.
Your mom's a gooey chocolate chip cookie.
And we go into the your mom.
And now to the your mama jokes.
Wait, let's see. Subject?
Caretaker charged with drinking old whiskey. Someone sued the groundhog on Groundhog's Day for having the wrong forecast.
Yeah. So you wake up in the morning, you watch the groundhog forecast, the groundhog fails you, and you make all these preparations because you thought one thing was going to happen, and then it gets snowy. So you sue him. You sue an animal who has no money, and you can't actually gain anything from suing. Basically, just the satisfaction of suing.
Dude, if I would be able to tell people for the rest of my lives I have sued a groundhog.
The groundhog.
That'd make it worth it.
Alright, I see that. That's like a story you can tell at parties for the rest of your life.
It's true.
I wonder what the percentage of people that would actually believe you would be.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it would depend on, like, how sane you seem. If you seem kind of, like, off, people would probably be more likely to believe you.
Yeah. So, you know, if you go to Florida, you can now eat roadkill for dinner.
Yum.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah, so if you hit a possum and you're feeling really hungry, you know, just go over, pick it up, cook it on the way home, and
there you go.
Possum steaks. So to be clear, it is now legal to eat roadkill? That's the change.
In Florida, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what if you're purposely, like, running things down for dinner?
That would be legal.
Okay.
You have, like, a so, like, off-road vehicle, and you just run into all these deer.
You, like, throw up some traps, and then, or maybe get some deer up. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like...
And you just put them on the road, and you kind of tie them there, and then you run them over, and then you remove the rope. You're like, this was dead when I found it.
It seems like that wouldn't be legal, because, like, for deer and all that, you have to get deer tags, whatnot. So if you saw a deer, you just ram it, and... Dinner.
Yeah, just make sure no one sees the bullet hole and then run it over. And yeah. Then everyone's like, oh, that was roadkill. It's legal. There's a lot of exploitation that can be done with this. Just be warned, like, Florida. Or where was this?
This was Florida.
Okay, this was Florida.
Yeah, all the weird news happens in Florida. We've been noticing that lately.
Really?
Yeah, weird things
happen. It's the deadliest pedestrian city, too.
Yeah, that's most people die.
Yeah, pedestrians. Yeah.
Via other pedestrians or via cars?
I would say via cars, probably.
Yeah, via cars.
I wonder if there's ever been a lethal pedestrian crash.
A lethal pedestrian? Two people run into each other?
And one dies.
Just the most intense game of chicken ever. You better turn around. I ain't blinking. Smack.
That would really hurt.
That would suck.
Well, like you said, lethal, so.
Yeah, that's true. Because you wouldn't feel that.
Yeah.
I like to think they're the chicken fighting. Chicken fighting's different.
Chicken fighting?
But playing chicken. Cornerstone of the world.
Yeah. Moving on. You have a story on the man who tried to rob a bank, right?
No.
No? Not anymore?
No.
Do you remember it?
No.
He tried to rob a bank and, like, passed the note across to the person.
Did we cover that?
I thought we talked about that
already. We talked about it beforehand, but did we talk about it in it?
I have no idea.
We'll say we did, and if someone comes up to me freaking out asking about this story over the next week, we'll talk about it on the next podcast.
Suspense.
Yeah.
Build up.
All right. Sounds good. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
No.
The meaning of life.
The meaning of life. What is the meaning of life, Micah?
42.
67.
What is the meaning of life?
The great wisdom of Siri.
We should,
I don't know, but I think there's an app for that.
Oh, there you go, folks.
Siri ladies and gentlemen.
Not aware, but you can, in fact, get an app for just $14.99 that will tell you the meaning of life.
Maybe we should look it up in the...
Maybe in the Book of Yoda.
The Book of Yoda.
Hold on. The Book of Yoda.
We can do this. Goodbye, Siri. If I can get her to say goodbye, we can totally...
Bye.
Oh, yes. What? She can totally take over for you when you're not here.
Oh.
You're being replaced by Siri.
Yeah, dude. You'll be replaced
by Siri.
Fine
Android cool, voice. It's not Android because...
It's Apple.
Yeah.
Is there any really funny things that Siri says?
I don't know, but you can make it call you funny names.
Yeah, it calls me a great and mighty one.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Well, anything else you guys want to talk about?
No, I don't think so. No,
I'm good.
All right. Yeah. And on that note, Micah?
Goodbye.